Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal. It's Thursday. I hope wherever you are having a very good start to your day, and it should be because the news is now official. Arsenal have just confirmed it. Ben White's contract is done and dusted. All signed up. The latest in a long line of core players at Arsenal to commit their long-term futures to the club. 2028, this new deal for Ben White runs to with an option to extend it by another 12 months, taking it up to 2029. Fantastic news and building on the really good sort of vibe that is around Arsenal at the moment following the Champions League win against Porto. So we'll have a look at what's been said about Ben White's new contract. He's been talking, Mikel Arteta's been talking, Edu's been talking. We'll look at what they've all had to say about this new deal for Ben White in today's show. Plenty of other things to discuss as well. We know who the final eight are now, in the Champions League quarterfinals following wins for Borussia Dortmund and Atletico Madrid. So we'll have a look at that. Got plenty of comments from you guys as well. So let's get starting, shall we? And we'll start with the big news of the day, Ben White's new deal. If you're watching on YouTube, you can see a picture there of a very happy Ben White alongside Mikel Arteta and Edu signing his new deal. Mikel Arteta says it's great news that Ben is committing his future to the club. Ben is a key player for us, a top professional with a winning mentality, and one of the guys who leads by example every day. Ben's ability, determination, and positive attitude are so important, but he is also a great character and human being. We all look forward to continue working with Ben in the coming years. Arteta understandably delighted, and he absolutely should be. It was interesting. Ben White was really one of the first of the sort of new influx of players, wasn't it, in that summer when Arteta finally started to put his stamp on the squad at the end of that transfer window, when the season obviously started badly with the defeats against Brentford, Chelsea and Manchester City. Then we had the international break, and then after the international break, suddenly the team looked very, very different. Everyone, all of the sort of six new arrivals were on the pitch in that day against, was it Watford? I can't remember who it was that day when Arsenal won 1-0, got their first win of the season, and suddenly it just looked like a new team. And Ben White was kind of the first one of that summer. He was a player Arsenal really, really wanted. It was a bit of a protracted saga with Brighton. Bids were going in, bids were being rejected. Brighton always wanted 50 million. Arsenal eventually agreed and paid the 50 million. There was lots of talk at the time. Oh, Arsenal have been done over. They've paid too much. I remember all the Man United fans on social media all laughing that they'd signed Varane for less than Arsenal had signed Ben White, and we're laughing about who got the better deal. Well, I don't think anyone's laughing about that right now, are they? Ben White's proven to be an absolutely fantastic piece of business, worth every single penny and more, and he's committed his future for another 4 years, which is brilliant news for Arsenal. Just brings so much quality on the pitch, right back, centre back, can play midfield if he needs to. The versatility, you know, he's everything that Mikel Arteta wants in a player. He had a little bit of a dip in form in the first half of this season. No doubt about that. He was playing with an injury. I think since coming back from Dubai, no one has epitomised the sort of turnaround in Arsenal performances more than Ben White. He's been absolutely superb. He was brilliant at the weekend when you go back to the win. And the two assists he got in the win there at the weekend, especially that crucial, crucial late assist for Kai Havertz. And he finally broke Brentford hearts, and he's just been a fantastic sign-in for Arsenal. And I'm delighted that he signed his new deal. And it just continues this, the core group of players who have all committed their long-term futures to Arsenal in the last couple of years or last 18 months. You go back to Gabriel, and then there's Martinelli, Saka, Aaron Ramsdale, obviously before he lost his place in the team, William Saliba. They're just all doing it. They're all signing new deals. Tomiyasu will follow. That'll be announced very, very soon. I'm expecting probably by the end of the week, it will be announced that Tomiyasu signed his new deal as well. And so all the key players in this team are committing their futures to the club, and it's fantastic news. And it says an awful lot about where the club is. They're able to keep hold of these players. You know, it's not long ago. You don't have to cast your mind back too far, do you, that Arsenal would have a decent group of players, but one by one, they'd all get picked off. The club would be unable to sort of match their ambitions. They wouldn't be able to keep them. Other clubs would come in, take them off their hands, and we'd have to watch as they go and win their trophies elsewhere. But hopefully this group are going to win their trophies at Arsenal. Fingers crossed. We shall wait and see. So Ben has been speaking about staying at Arsenal and why he's done it. And he's talking about how he and others have all signed their long-term contracts in recent months. And he says, I think when those sort of players are getting signed, it shows there is a real ambition about the club, and it's something I'm loving being a part of. I think if you look at the ages in the squad, it's going to get better. Day to day, it is shown how important this club is and how important it is to do the little things right and get the results that we need. I've been on loan 3 times. I've been places for a year. I think this is the first time I'm actually settled and known I'm not going anywhere in the summer. Being here is unbelievable. He gets a lot of grief, Ben White, I think, from people who don't really understand him as a character. And they look at him and they, you know, see all the headlines. Oh, he doesn't like football, which is complete rubbish. He does like football. He just doesn't like going home and watching football because he's there all day. Everyone's got their own way of dealing with things and getting through the week. And Ben White, you know, he throws himself into everything at the training ground. You talk to anyone about him, you know, he's so obsessed with training and being the best he can possibly be and working so hard and learning so much that when he goes home, he just doesn't want to watch football. You can kind of understand it in a way. Everyone's different. You know, I'd want to go home and watch football, but Ben White clearly doesn't. And that's how he copes, and that's how he improves, and that's how he switches off, and that makes him better for the next day. So it's not that he doesn't like football at all. He just doesn't like to go home and immerse himself in it, having spent all day playing it and learning and working hard there. And so a lot of the stuff you read about Ben White and you kind of the impression that people have of him, it's just not true. He is an absolute football mad. He's absolutely determined to get the most out of his career that he possibly can. And it's fantastic that he's going to be doing that at Arsenal. So really, really brilliant news on Ben White. And let me know what you guys think about Ben White signing a new deal. I'm just trying to get some. I have also got some quotes to share from Edu as well, but let me know what you guys think about Ben White signing a new deal. Are you as happy as me? I'm sure you must be. I can't imagine there's anyone who's looking at this and thinking this is a bad thing for Arsenal. It's clearly a brilliant piece of business. Again, Edu, who's obviously front and center when it comes to getting these players tied up, he's the guy leading the negotiations when it comes to these contracts. He says, we are so happy to have completed a new long-term contract with Ben. Since Ben joined us, his contribution and commitment have been such high quality. Our supporters love him. We love him, and we look forward to enjoying Ben's performance with us for years to come. So nice words there from Edu. And he's right, the supporters do love him. And I think when you look at Ben White and what he does on the pitch, how he handles himself on the pitch, all the stuff that we love, you know, footballers doing for their club, the wind being a bit of a wind-up merchant at times, the dark arts, the stuff that Ben White does, you know, just endears himself to this fan base. And so, yes, yeah, really, really good news. Absolutely delighted. And as I said, not going to be too long now to wait until Tomiyasu's announcement as well. And that's pretty much everyone signed up to long-term deals now, and that just helps everyone be able to focus. There's no worries about who's going where, are other clubs coming in. For the players themselves, they know they've got the they're committed. They know they're not going to be going anywhere. They know the club has faith in them, has given them these long-term contracts, so their mind's not going to be wandering thinking about what, you know, is the grass greener somewhere else. And that's just going to help, you would think, get this team over the line in and enabling them to achieve what they want to achieve at this football club. And that's just fantastic news. So yeah, great news about Ben White.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, moving on to the Champions League quarter finalists. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can see the graphic now of the final eight. That is some lineup, isn't it, for the Champions League quarter finals? Arsenal, Atletico Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, Manchester City, Paris Saint-Germain, and Real Madrid. Who is it that Arsenal are going to get? I've had a comment here or question here from a user FC. He doesn't actually give his name, gives his friend's name, but not his name. Says, "Hi, Charles, big fan. Me and my mate Charles DC always look forward to watching your videos together. Just wanted to know your thoughts on who you would like to face in the quarterfinals. Personally, I would love to face Bayern, even though there is certainly no guarantee that we would beat them. Bayern, a huge club who have completely humiliated us in the competition in the past. Defeating them would be such a huge statement for how far Arsenal have come since the days of continuous disappointment. And I think facing a European superpower or powerhouse like Bayern would be such an exciting challenge for our players who have previously had little or no Champions League experience. The cherry on top of the cake would be knocking Tottenham's best player out of the competition. This doesn't mean I think Arsenal would beat Bayern. They're a team oozing with quality who have world-class players across the pitch. But a win that symbolises the progress that Arsenal have made under Arteta would surely go down as a historic Arsenal victory." And then I presume that is your mate, Charles DC, underneath, who then replies saying, "I want Barca." So who would I like out of that eight? It's a really tough one because, as I said, it's just a really difficult, it's just a top level quarterfinal, isn't it? When you look at it, all eight teams there have got European pedigree. You'd probably look at it and think maybe Dortmund are the weakest of the lot right now, but you're never going to have easy. I mean, you're not going to have easy ties against any of this lot. I wouldn't, in terms of who I want, I don't know. I wouldn't really be scared of anyone, I have to say. I just think, and I've said it before, I think this Arsenal team are good enough to win this competition. They're going to need luck to do it. They're going to need decisions to go their way at crucial times to do it. But that's the same can be said for absolutely every team left in this competition. Look, Manchester City are the favourites. They're the holders. They're the favourites. Real Madrid, you know what you're going to get when you come up against Real Madrid in the Champions League in the latter stages. They just know how to get the job done. They've done it time and time again. Even when you're not really expecting them to do anything, they'll still pop up and end up winning the tournament. It's just what they do. It's what they've always done, and it's what they do. So that'd be very, very difficult. But I still look at Real Madrid. I watched them against Leipzig, and Leipzig were a better team in my mind over those two legs, and were very, very unlucky not to go through. I think Real Madrid got away with one big time there. And I was watching that, and I was just thinking, I wouldn't worry about Arsenal facing this team. They might go out. Obviously, they might go out because you're playing Real Madrid over two legs. But I would still feel fairly confident that Arsenal could get the job done. And I feel about it, all of them. You know, Bayern, I'm not worried about overly. Barcelona, no. Paris Saint-Germain, no. Obviously, Kylian Mbappe on his day can beat anyone. So they'll all be very difficult. But so I don't really know who I want in answer to your question. I know it's a pretty long-winded answer. I don't think there's anyone I'm too bothered about. I think the one team I wouldn't want is Manchester City. And that's not because I don't think Arsenal could get through against City over two legs. Look, they've already played City twice this season, haven't lost either game. 1-1 on penalties and won the other one 1-0 in the league. But it would be slap bang around the time that Arsenal are playing them in the league as well. And I wouldn't fancy, you know, playing City three times in quick succession is going to take so much out of your legs. I think Liverpool would be absolutely delighted if Arsenal got Man City and those two teams had to play each other three times. Liverpool could just sit back and enjoy it while those two teams basically beat each other black and blue and kick lumps out of each other. And there'd be such three high intensity games. So that's the one I would like to avoid. I just don't, you know, playing City once in the running is enough. I don't want to play them three times. So yeah, anyone but City, basically, is my answer to that question. But let me know what you guys think. Who do you want in the quarterfinals? We'll find out tomorrow, 11 o'clock UK time. That is when the draw is tomorrow. So we've not got too long to wait now. But let me know who you want in the quarterfinals by leaving a comment below. Talking about Manchester City, I'm not sure if you've seen this today, but Christoph there saying, reporting that Kevin De Bruyne is not in the Belgium squad due to a, quote, minor groin injury. Tedesco's been speaking about it. He says Kevin's been playing with a minor groin issue during the last games. Yesterday, I spoke to the doctor and Kevin, and we decided that the risk is too big. It's better to give him time to recover well at City and then have him ready for the Euros. What a great big surprise that is. Kevin De Bruyne pulling out of Manchester, the international squad, for the international break. I don't think anyone is going to believe for a second that he's going to miss the Arsenal game after the international break. I'm sure we know he's going to be fit. He's going to have a nice couple of weeks rest and be fully recharged for that one. It wouldn't surprise me if Erling Haaland manages to find some sort of injury and pulls out of the Norway squad as well. I think he did that at this point last season. You know, should Arsenal players be doing the same thing? 100% yes. Will they? I highly doubt it. But yeah, that's the news coming out of Manchester City today. No Kevin De Bruyne in the Belgium squad. He is not going to be going away during the international break. He is going to be staying back in Manchester. Here's one from Charlie. He says, Charles, I think last night, and when he says last night, he means the Porto game on Tuesday night. He says, I think it was exactly what this team needed to show. Funny as other Prem teams may mock that we scraped through, but the European elite would not have wanted to see that yesterday. The youngest team in the league can play lovely football and blitz teams, see the group stages, but now showing they have the mentality not to lose their heads and stay composed against the dark arts giants of Porto. Time-wasting, diving, physical side doesn't matter. Arsenal can get it done in multiple ways. It's a problem for others. And again, what that means for the future with more investment, more experience for these players, it will be a real concern. I agree. Look, I said it. I think the two legs are going to be a really huge, valuable learning curve for Arsenal, for such an inexperienced team who's not been in that position before in the Champions League. For Mikel Arteta, a young and inexperienced coach who's not been in that position before in the Champions League, I think they're going to learn an awful lot from that. And as I said, I think it's going to stand Arsenal in very much good stead, potentially more than it would if they'd have just hammered Porto 4-0 on Tuesday night and got through. Martin Odegaard was talking about it, actually. I thought it was interesting in response to the question I've just answered there. He says, I think we have to use this. We have to grow off this. It is a massive night for everyone. We are still a young squad, but this was another big experience for everyone. We have to keep building on that and use it in a good way going into the end of the season. I think it's a massive boost for everyone. The way we did it also, it maybe wasn't the best game, but you saw everyone pushing so hard, digging so deep. And I think you saw the mentality in the team when we stepped up to the penalty for the penalties. I'm really proud of everyone. So like him, you know, I really agree. I think the way Arsenal won, the way they got the job done, the way they had to dig it out, you know, against a really difficult team, I think they can grow off it. I think they can learn from it. And I think it'll be a really important thing for the future for Arsenal. So yeah, fantastic news on that. Actually, before I continue, I should have flagged this at the start of the show. I didn't. I forgot. But I'm sitting down with James Bench to record Inside Arsenal Extra Time a little bit later on this afternoon. So if you want anything to be involved in that show, you want question, comment, anything like that, then please do reply in the comments below with those. Start it as usual with the word extra time and I'll pull some of them together and we'll get them included in today's show. Now, just do a couple of little bits for your attention before I wrap this up today. Obviously, my book, I know loads of you got it last summer. I really do appreciate it. But the paperback version is coming at the end of this season in the summer. I think it's due for release in July. As you can see, the graphic on the screen there, the Sunday Times bestseller. I love having that on the front of the book. Obviously, after the success of the hardback, which came out last summer. So the paperback is coming out in the summer. If you haven't got the hardback yet and you've been waiting for the paperback, then you can pre-order it. I'll drop the link down below in the description. And it is, as you can see there on the screen, it is going to be updated, fully updated to include a new section on the 2023-24 season. So it's not just going to be the same book. It's going to be an updated new version when it comes out for the paperback release in the summer. As I said, if you want to get on the pre-order, you want to do that, then you can find the link in the description below. Here is one from Creedy. Also, I just wanted to flag before wrapping things up today. He says, massive night for Raya. At this point, Arteta could bring in Boris Johnson as a number nine and we would have no choice but to trust him. And also congrats on joining the Daily Briefing. Yeah. Also, yeah, if you haven't seen that yet, I have now. My first debut column for Caught Offside went out yesterday as part of the Fabrizio Romano Daily Briefing. If you sign up for free for Fabrizio's daily briefing, which gets delivered into your email inbox every day. Then you can read my Arsenal column, which is going to be going out once a week, where I'll talk about all the latest news, transfer stuff, give my opinions on the big talking points of the week at Arsenal. So the first column went out yesterday. As I said, I'll drop the link in below as well to the daily briefing. If you sign up to that for free to get Fabrizio's daily briefing delivered every single day into your inbox, then you get access to my Arsenal column as well. All right, thank you very much for watching, everyone. Appreciate your time as always. Like I said, don't forget Inside Arsenal Extra Time with James Benge coming a little bit later on today. If you want to get involved in that show, you want us to talk about what you want us to discuss, then leave your comments, questions, opinions in the comments below with the start extra time, and hopefully we'll get them included. Till then, everyone, have a great day. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight, and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.